Hey, Chuck, what you got going on now?
Oh, we're still working on this damn Jeep of Austin's. Fighting us every step of the way.
Every step of the way?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the hell he does to this thing, but it's not good. It's not good at all.
Well,
but
I listen to you guys. That's what I do.
Let's do a little recap here. What have we done so far in the first episode?
Well, so far, first episode, as you all remember, we took out the ring and pinion, the carrier, the axle shafts. We unboxed these sweet-ass axle shafts that we got from East Coast Gear and Supply, and much to our dismay, they were not put together, but we got them put together. We've got the carrier cleaned, locker cleaned, ready to go. We've got the studs installed, and now we're getting ready to install.
I'm just going to make these extra tight.
Those are the screw-in studs. Make sure they're good and tight.
Yeah, good and tight.
Good and tight. Yeah, I can see one's not already tight. A couple of those aren't tight.
Yeah.
These ones are on the outside.
What? Oh, I thought you got to go inside.
Yeah. So, just take all five of these right back out.
Take those ones out.
Because see how these ones are on the inside holes? Let's make sure your real spacer there. Let's see which one fits better. Yep. So, turn yours around.
Move those to the other hole.
All right, so what we gotta do now? Unbox our Yukon install kit, our gears.
Those be sweet from Yukon gear and axle gear?
They sure are. What kind of bearings they use, Chuck, in their install kits?
Well, it looks like they use made in the good old US of A, Timken bearings. Timken. Why?
America. Duh.
America. That's right.
You about done, Austin?
He's put them in twice.
Third time's a charm.
How many axle shafts you got?
Just two.
We need just two.
Oh, look at this. That's a beautiful 410 ring and pinion. That is going to... I'm getting a little nervous. It's 488.
Like, I hope not.
We just got to...
410 will be fine.
Got to take a break, clean this up.
Yep.
Wow, I didn't know Dana 44 pinions could be so small, Chuck.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, but look, that one's different than the one we took out. It's got, like...
All the teeth
on it. Did they send a bag with the spare teeth?
They didn't, no.
His had spare teeth on the inside.
It sure did.
Spares are always better.
You have to have spares. All right, we're going to reuse our old... pinion stem.
And bearing install tools here.
You got the
Presley
pinion bearing all out there, Chuck?
Got the pinion bearing, fella.
It's on there.
Oh, you put it on? Oh.
Yep, it's on there.
I didn't see you put that on.
I gotta get my beaterine space here.
Well, isn't that nice? They give you two crush sleeves. Two. That's right. In case Austin's doing it, screws up first time.
They always give you two, just in case, you know. Done fuck one up.
Need that little tension, Austin.
Mm-hmm. You need that little extension.
Yeah, do you want an extension?
Too late now.
He says he doesn't need no extension. It pleases him just fine.
It must. Gerald all said he needed an extension. Why, you got spacers then? What, it's not wide enough?
She said, who are you going to please that little thing? He said, me. Talking about my spacers, that's all. Sounds like we're down, Chuck.
Yep.
We're down?
I think we're down.
Wow, look at that old pinion bearing ring. That just got destroyed.
Yes, it did. Man, feel the edges on that thing, too.
Razor sharp.
Yeah. I mean, that burr, all that steel created, that burr is just flying through everything.
You know, you'd think that after you run an axle completely out of gear oil that you'd be like, I ought to be proactive and change it. Nah, you drive it around for another 6 months.
Well, yeah. Why change it?
Longer than that.
Hey, grab that there ring gear and spray brake cleaner and all the bolt holes in the back. Holy smokes, brother.
How's that look in there?
Oh, it looks cleaner, that's for sure.
Is it clean?
Yeah, that's good enough.
Ish?
Yeah, good enough. Uh-huh. Were there any shims behind the pinion head, or was it just like that?
Just like that.
All right. So we need to install the pinion bearings. I'm going to set the recording mic right there. Hopefully y'all can hear me. I say that like a care, but
ain't wow. No cares in here.
That's true.
Ain't got time for cares.
I work with a girl we call her N. Call her N because somebody took the care right out of her.
Took the care right out of poor N. She just don't care no more.
Not no more.
Don't make sense, really.
All right, I know the visual on this was really poor, but you just got to imagine, say you're sitting underneath a Jeep. You got your pinion race in your hand. You're getting ready to install it. Hear that little click, click?
Is this one of these midnight confessions?
Not a midnight confession, Chuck, no.
It's starting that way.
I know.
In your hand, sitting under your Jeep.
Hey, Chuck, this is not that kind of podcast.
Dude, my wife walked out in the garage one time. I was under my Jeep with my pinion in my hand. She was mad.
Oh, man.
Steaming mad.
Woo!
Ruined my whole night, really. I had to apologize to go to call.
Hey, Austin, do you remember that big chunk of brass we had?
Yeah.
Where you had?
I put it back in
the car. You put it back. Good job, buddy. Thank you. Oh. Well, that started off really good, and it went to shit.
Start over here.
Oh, come on. Really? Yeah. Can you get that? You know which drawer it is?
Yeah.
I'm trying to do this the old-fashioned way, but it's not working out for me. Hey, Austin?
Yeah.
Okay, in the bag, there's bolts. See them little short bolts there? Or they're not in the bag anymore. They're laying on
They were kind of everywhere.
Are there big ones and then little ones?
I got the big ones out over there. They need sprayed off.
Oh, yeah, right there. Yeah. Spray them off. Get them nice and clean. Okay. That's it, Chuck.
Beautiful.
Grab one for the front pinion bearing. Yeah.
If I remember, would take a number 6. If I remember correctly, number 6.
You remembers?
Okay. remembering and not trying to size.
Hey, we can act any way we want, Chuck.
I know.
It's our podcast. Don't matter.
I mean, it is the first time I ever worked in the garage without any clothes on. It's kind of weird.
Good thing, thank goodness, for radio. Good thing is radio's right.
Woo. My mama always told me, you got a good face for radio, boy.
That's why we're doing podcasts and not YouTube, Chuck.
Well, duh.
Now the front one. Little tap to get her started here. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Am I going square here, or is it? Nah. Okay, the top needs to go in just a little bit more first.
Yeah.
How are we doing there? Well, let me get the seal driver now.
This feels pretty square.
Feels like it's in all the way.
Yep.
All right, now, Austin, on the old seal when you pulled it out,
yep,
there was a shim behind it, correct? Like a...
Yes.
Okay, good. That's what's called the oil retainer. It keeps oil from getting splashed on a pinion bearing and like hammering on the backside of the seal so you don't get a pinion leak.
Like that.
Like that.
We got a new one.
All right. Hey, Chuck, go ahead and slide the crush sleeve on the pinion.
Yep. The old one or you want the new one?
New one. I don't even think I want to mess with the old one.
No?
Okay. Nope. Sometimes I put the old one on just to get her started.
Yeah, just to.
But I don't think I'm
just
gonna.
Just check her.
There All right. Go. And then grab the bearing. You got all them clean, Austin?
Yep. They're sprayed down, just wiping the last two off.
All right. Yeah, hold that in.
Yep. Got it.
I'm going to give it just a little tap here with the yoke on it.
Yep.
So I can get a nut started. Alright. That's good.
I'm good.
Where is the nut?
You need a nut?
Wash it for the yoke.
You gotta need a nut. The nut. It's over there.
I'm going to start with the old nut.
You want to just use the old nut first?
Yeah.
Okay. I get the new one in the
washer. Okay, and then that socket and impact.
Socket's right here. Okay. Impact. Stepping over here.
Go. There you go.
Alright. So, grab those bolts are for the big holes in your ring gear, correct?
Yep.
Okay. So go ahead and bring your differential carrier. Sit over here next to us. Go ahead and keep an eye on you. Okay, grab the ring gear. Now try to line up the big holes with the holes that are on your carrier. Like what I usually do is I'll take one of the bolts and I'll jam up through the bottom. Okay. And as you set it on there. And then try and get that hole, the wire in there first. There you go. Lock it on.
No, go further with it. There you go.
There you go. Yeah. Try and get a bolt started. If you can get one bolt started, and then we'll start going around there.
We're gonna lock tight.
Yeah.
No. No bolts. Oh, we just ran it on with the old ones?
I don't know. No. Are those? Those are
the old
bolts?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we want the new ones. Sorry. I thought you had a new one there.
No.
Hey, Chuck.
Just fell off something.
Huh?
Hey, can somebody grab me the big, giant channel locks?
You want to drive the big giant channel off?
Yep. Whoa.
second drawer.
Top.
Second drawer.
Or the next one up. One, two. Yeah, perfect. Make a giant tail on. Hold the pin yoke. While you guys are doing that, I got the pinion tight. I'm going to grab my torque wrench at Major's Inches. And Chuck, what do we want to get the brand new bearings on the pinion preload to be?
I'm sorry?
The pinion bearing preload, inch pounds.
Yeah. 25. Inch pounds, I believe.
Alrighty.
Am I right?
I think that's right. Let me look at our Yukon instruction kit. Yukon instruction kit here says Dana 44 JK pinion bearing preload 22 to 35. Looky there, I got my little preload tool.
Or something? I'm just holding up. Hold up here. Let me get one started.
Okay.
Hold up all the way against. There you go.
So. All right, Chuck. I had 22 right there on that one.
22?
So if they said 22, well, would you just stick with 22 or would you go up a little higher?
I'd go a little higher.
All right, well.
So we're 22 to 35. You want to hit the median. 22 is the low end.
All right, well, I think I'm going to put the seal on first. So I'm going to zip the pinion back off, or yoke back off. Hey Austin.
Yep.
Do you see the pinion seal in there?
Yes.
Thank you. So what you got going on over there, Chuck?
Good. Thread it on. A little. That's all right. We're Loctiting and we're bolting. And we're bolting and we're Loctiting.
Okay, there we go.
Did I ever tell you I hate pinion seals?
Seals, still better than a pinion seal.
Still better than a pinion seal. Oh, you want to talk about, I know this is getting totally off subject. Today at work, we had an old grinder from 1974. Can't remember the name of it, but it had a table, magnetic table. It walked back, forth, back, forth, back, forth.
Surface grinder.
Surface grinders, yeah. Right. Yeah. So nice. The guy gave me a call, come take a look at it with him. And the table was dumping a bunch of fluid, and it didn't want to walk back and forth. There's little drain holes. Well, the leather seals in there were gone.
Still had the leather seals.
We took it all apart. The seals were gone. He drove up to a place at Akron. They had them, put it back together, fired it up, worked amazing.
Really?
Yeah, pretty
they
cool.
They had the leather seals?
Yeah, it was a shop in Akron that only does machine stuff. Off. Grab the, in the bottom drawer?
Bottom drawer, yeah. Off. And they still had, that. Were they still leather seals, yeah, or were they updated?
Yeah, they said you could get different seals, but the leather ones were more forgiving for the application.
That's pretty sweet. So,
off to ask Brian what that company was.
Oh, that's
hey, Austin.
Sweet.
Yep. You grab me a new pinion nut there? Pinion nut. All right, let's see what my inch pal is at. Inch bounce, Chuck. I'm gonna stop there.
30?
30.
I like 30. I like 30 better than 22.
I sure as hell do.
I mean, it's close to 3.8, so really that's heaven.
3.87? You're crazy.
Duh. Everybody like, oh, I got a 3.6 liter. Yeah, well, that's a pretty little number. 8's bigger. Duh.
Put the right ring gear on?
Oh, yes, sir.
I got one right here.
Well, that one's got a lot thinner teeth, though.
Oh, okay.
Well, they's wore in. Maybe we want to put a wore in one. Did that one go down the road and go, whoa, 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 whoa?
Hey, did it often?
No.
Really? No?
I mean,
wow.
Just vibrating.
I wonder why it vibrated.
I don't know.
Be a little more liberal with that red stuff. Okay. There you go. Put it down more towards the bottom of the thing. That way it transfers all the way through the goodness of the thread pattern.
Right. The goodness?
The goodness.
You don't have to worry about up there by the bolt head, like that quarter inch there.
Right.
Well, I wasn't putting it up there. I was putting it
in. Just making sure.
He said there's no threads up here at the top. He said that's where he needs the thread locker. He kept asking. He's like, man, locker, where's the button for it?
Duh. It is a Rubicon. You gotta have buttons.
Ain't no button.
It's old push button.
This red stuff's auto locker, baby.
Auto locker?
Auto locker. Hey, mister, what are you putting on those bearings?
A little bit of grease. I just want them to go down the road.
Grease on the bearings?
Well, I heard if you take...
Like before you put them in?
Well, axle shaft bearings, they prefer to be lubricated.
You're kidding.
No, not
but
really.
But don't the axle shaft bearings get lubricated from the grease and the oil that is in the differential splashes out to them?
Well,
so
why put
grease on them in the beginning?
Well, because your oil level is right there at the bottom of the axle tube, and it might not reach that bearing.
Oh, so just kind of give it a pre-lube. So you don't burn it up when you take off.
Well, I mean, there must be some science to it because they put it on there from the factory.
From the factory?
Factory. You know, the Timken Roller Bearing factory?
The Timken Roller Bearing factory?
That's what I said.
Oh, well, that's good because if you said the Chrysler factory, I said, well, maybe they just ain't right. Or did you maybe like, you know, in Kia.
Kia.
Is that liberal enough?
Yeah, I like that. That's it.
Hold on, wait. Did Austin just say liberal enough?
Yeah. But you know, he's a millennial.
He is a millennial. That's true.
I'm not even sure if he's old enough to be a millennial. What's the next generation?
Gen Gen Z.
But he is in the Army.
Well,
I mean, we won't hold that against him.
I'll hold that against him.
Yeah. Oh, God, I'm getting old.
You know the best part about getting old is?
Nothing.
Not a goddamn thing.
You know you're still alive when you stand up and everything hurts.
That's the best part. So, are those tight?
No.
You're going to tighten them down with the tight torquing device right there?
The big torquing device?
That one's perfect.
This one?
Yeah, just a little. Dip, dip, dip.
How many you
got to hold up?
On, that's your spacer between your bearing. I know, sharp edges, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know what that's from? Running dry
oil. What? That's from running dry oil. You feel this?
Don't drop it.
See how sharp that is? Man, where'd you get such tiny little arms? Now I know why he ain't a Marine.
Oh, wow.
Still max the PT test.
What? Oh, wow. So, what we got going on, we got the pinion installed. We got yoke in, seal in, it's done, bearings are on. Ring gear is on the carrier. Now we just got to put the bearings on the carrier. And I think while we're doing that, Austin, will you go ahead and attach the rear drive shaft? I got to give him something to do so he doesn't see this part.
I know, we don't want to see what's screwed up already. It's gone.
Yeah, we're good, Austin.
We're good. Now, you want to do this step. Anybody's got a shop and want to kind of screw up this a little bit here? Return customers, you know what I mean? That's right.
We're good.
Don't worry.
Hey, look at that goose flying over there.
I think it's Canadian.
Canadian geese.
Tell him, get out of our borders.
We're going to build a wall.
Or build a wall. You geese ain't flying over. That's right.
Sounds like it's a...
I like it now. Stupid Canadian geese. All they do is walk around and shit like dogs.
Like dogs. Burp. Yep, bearing right there. Okay. All right, I'm going to flip over.
Flip her over. Oh, it's a lot uglier on this side.
Wow, it is.
Man.
Wow, I thought you cleaned this.
Well, you
what?
Know, I mean.
What? What's up?
Oh, no, we're good.
You know how young kids are at cleaning stuff.
It's mine. I clean it fast as I can,
Mom.
That's
right. Mom, stay out of my room when I'm running the vacuum cleaner. I'm just cleaning up the diff under my Jeep.
Oh, shit, Chuck. All right, so we got to put that in. Oh, Rubicons have this little switch here, right? See, it goes beep, 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 beep. It pulls out.
That's a pretty cool switch.
I know. We got to find something to wedge it out so when we... jam this in here.
that little ring for surely gets on the outside of that, because when a locker energizes, it goes like that. See how the locker energizes, the magnet pushes that away and locks the locker. And that
little plunger out.
Pulls the little plunger out. So we gotta get that little plunger extended when we jam it in there. What I've always done before was taking like a little piece of wood or a little piece of cardboard. And Chuck is on it. And
how little?
Well, we gotta just pull it out, kind of mark it. But also I wanna take a little piece of welding wire. Welding wire to tie to it so we can yank it back out of there. You got your piece of cardboard right shape or right length?
What do you want? Just wedge it in there?
Pull that little thing out. You want to, here, take the dikes, make it nice cut. Cut you off a little nice little chunk there, that way you can.
Yeah.
I said nice, Chuck.
Nice.
Nice, Chuck. Come on, nice.
I don't know about nice. It's Austin's Jeep. It don't gotta be nice.
Hey. It used to be nice.
It used to be nice. Used to could.
Yeah, if it had a 3.8 liter, it'd be nice. But no.
It was nice, and then I started listening to Jason be like, oh, this looks like it'd be a cool line. Oh, this will be a cool line. Crunch.
Was it a cool line?
Was it cool?
That's
it was
all.
Cool until it went crunch.
Then it was still cool. Just in a different way.
Okay, now.
All right, here, take this whole piece of wire. I usually poke the little wire in there, that way you can just yank it out when you're done.
You mean you don't want to leave a piece of cardboard inside there?
No, because then your locker always thinks it's on.
Why would you want your locker off?
I know.
I mean, I know it's cheating, but... Yeah.
Ish. Cheating-ish.
I don't mind cheating.
Ish.
I'm all right with that. Okay, I think I have fabricated a piece of cardboard and a wire in the fashion that we needed. Ish.
You got your helmet out there?
I believe so.
Alright, where is both of our shims for our
There's this
dirt?
One.
There's one.
I
went
through. The other one should be right here. The other one should be right here. How you doing there, Austin? Getting that drive shaft hooked up?
Yeah.
Kind of drive shaft is it?
Good old Adams 1350.
That's an Adams 1350?
Oh, yeah.
Man, that's pretty big for this little axle. That drive shaft's bigger than this axle. Maybe you can just get another one of them.
What? Just mine. I'll get a 14 bolt under here one day.
This Jeep does good with what it has, buddy. This Jeep does pretty damn good with what it has.
Well, my set of tires won't be 38.
I mean, it's a gas tank, really, is what holds you up.
Is it okay that I'm spinning this?
Yeah, you're right.
Because I gotta get to this.
Ow! Ow! Oh, my finger! Ow!
Put your finger.
Oh, no, you're all right.
Don't put your finger in there, then.
Did you spray these bolt holes out real good, Austin?
These what?
The holes, the bolt holes. Real well.
I didn't. Yes, but not like meticulously like I was doing everything else.
Let me spray them out.
Oh, wait, what? Not meticulously like everything else?
Not meticulously.
Like I didn't sit there and directly like spray into it for a couple seconds.
What you need, Chuck?
Brake clean. I want to spray the bolt holes for the bearing.
There's a little bit in that one.
Caps.
If you need a little more, I can get you more.
I should be enough. I just want to. Looks like they're a little wet in there with some oil. Spray them out. Real nice. Black.
Spray it in my eye.
Got some in your eye?
No.
Did you? It's alright. Yeah. It builds character, son.
Character.
Army already builds plenty of character for me.
Yeah, not enough.
Apparently doesn't build arms, I'll tell you that.
No.
Shouldn't say that about a serviceman like yourself.
No, you should. It's a lot of fun, though.
It is kind of fun.
Hey. I mean, we'll work on anybody's Jeep.
Still.
Even military.
Still max the PT test.
Yeah, we don't need that one. I used the old one.
Oh. Whatever.
All right. That one in that side. That one's in that side. All
right.
Man, wow. You ain't got to have giant arms to shoot a person in the head.
You got the right size, right sides?
Yep. Chuck Norris didn't have giant arms, did he? No.
Maybe.
That's right. He was a badass.
Chuck Norris was a badass.
Man, I'm going to smack my head on that hitch. Why you got trailer hitch on this thing?
Because it pulled the trailer a couple times. Back when I used to do bait bite stuff.
Back when you used to get all sorts of chicks.
Yeah. Back when I used to explode my foot.
You mean like on the farm? When it got, like, you're talking real chickens, right? Yeah. Like breakfast hens. You used to wake up in the morning and take all them chicks to breakfast?
Oh, yeah.
You know, you and Bob. Down on the farm.
Yeah.
How you doing, Chuck? You want me to give you a hand?
I may need another hand.
Hey, take those shims out. Put the carrier in.
Take them out?
Hold on, you got it in there already?
Just about.
Well,
okay, where do I go with
that? Oh, no, don't leave, just leave that down.
Just leave that down?
Yeah,
don't matter.
Just like that. Just... And go ahead and.
Alright.
You want the dead blow?
Yeah. Alright.
There you go, Jeff.
You got a punch.
Punch?
Yeah,
sure.
Just drive them the shims in there. That's the way. That's it.
There you go. Lock them shims the rest of the way in there. Now your cap bolts. Let's install your caps, but without any Loctite first, just to get them on there.
Let's spray them off.
I already got them all cleaned up here.
Oh, you cleaned them up?
Yeah, you just might need to dry it off here.
Good man.
Okay, then that little notch is lined up with that.
Right there.
Chuck the lightweight one.
You looking low down?
This one's a little lighter weight.
I don't have to drive. It's a little easier on your
mentor.
Well, easier on your arms after a long day of working.
Here you go, Chuck.
Work. This funny looking thing. It's got like a gauge on it, a magnet. What the hell do we with this thing? It's like technical stuff. I meant to bring my other gauge down.
Six to ten is what we're shooting for. What you got, Chuck?
I have seven.
Seven sounds wonderful.
Yeah, seven.
Grab him that brush and that little yellow tube right there by your foot.
I like that.
We'll put a little poop on there and see what the teeth look like. See if they're in the middle or not.
Just poop? It's yellow.
It's yellow.
That's why I call it Jeep poop. I get to paint little happy Jeep trails on Austin's disc.
It's in gear.
It's in gear? What the heck, brother?
Oh, I had to tighten my axle.
Is this an automatic?
Yeah.
Or is this one of them sissy hey, games with a clutch?
Can I turn it now?
Hold on.
Now?
Hold on.
Now?
Hold
now?
On. We're not there now? Yet.
It's a real Jeep. It's got three pedals.
Three pedals? What's the third one for? You're out of oil?
No two pedals. Hey, I haven't run it out of oil in like
weeks.
Eight months?
It kind of's been that long.
It's been dry for 8 months.
Wow.
Oh. Okie dokie.
Can I turn it now?
Turn it. Why isn't anything spinning on this end?
Oh no. Do we go through it twice?
You just went through it once. All right, like what I see.
Pretty close to the middle on both of them?
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Take a peek.
A little high on the back side.
So what are we looking for, Chuck?
Well, we just put our paint on. We're looking for our pattern here. Bring it back down.
So this is the drive side. And drive side. Wow, we're right in the middle.
Right in the middle. Down towards the bottom here.
I like that.
I like that. Nice engagement.
Well, let's go down this way. Let's look at the other side of the coast. So this is the drive side, the straight up and down part. This is the coast. Where are we at on the coast?
Coast, we're right here in the center again.
Oh, nice.
Yep. Come out real nice.
I like that.
So a little high maybe on the coast here. Out towards the edge, but
yeah. Barely.
Barely. If you look, it's right here center on this one.
Yeah, it's still more center than anything.
It's more center.
Yep. I like it.
I like it.
I'm happy with it.
Austin, do you like it?
I assume so. He says he likes it, then I like it.
Hey, Austin, where's that learning. Loctite at?
Right here.
Because Chuck's got to pull each bolt out, Loctite, put it back in.
Give me a little drip on here, too.
What do you want me to put the feeler? Yellow stuff sitting up here.
What's that one?
Set your the yellow stuff up top.
Yeah, just set it right there.
You're supposed to put it on the bolt, not your hand.
Don't matter. I seen the way you had to squeeze it. I thought, man, I gotta squeeze this thing hard, but it just comes right out, Austin.
Well, I didn't want too much coming out.
That's what she said. Nor he if you run next day.
Wow. You know, Wally's not even here. Hey, go ahead and take both of them out because it'll make it a little easier to get the plug in. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and pull the cap.
Yeah, pull that cap back off. All right. Silverware. Go ahead and pull your little wire there to get the... You hear that little clunk.
Man, that worked out really nice.
I know. You learned that when you spend some time in Nam.
Yeah. Back in Nam, you had to
do
e-lockers.
Yeah.
I bet.
Charlie was after us. We had to do whatever it took to get her done.
Well, I wasn't after you. It was cool, man.
No, I said Charlie, not Charlie.
Oh, Charlie. Charlie.
Where's the other part? Is that sitting on top of the jack stand?
I don't know, I can't see.
Oh, that little, yeah.
The little plastic pluggy anything.
Last I saw it was over here.
That electrical.
Or wait.
I thought I saw it on top of the jack stand.
I got the screw up there.
The bolt.
Oh, no. Oh, you guys lost that.
Hold on.
We need that part.
Hold no.
Important.
I don't know about important. It's not like it's my axle or your axle. No. There's a piece of it.
And we need that piece too. But we need the important part of it.
We need the part to plug it into right here.
Oh, no, there's that one.
Got it. Yes.
Let's plug that into here.
Jeez.
Now you can get a new one of these. They're on Amazon. They're like $8. Stuber had to get one because his was broke too.
Yeah.
And that's something you can pop out anytime, replace it.
Okay.
But if it stays in, because what we're going to do is we're going to jam it in, then we're going to take that other little piece, put up against it, and usually they stay in. Okay, I'm going to take this piece. And where's that little bolt at? It's sitting on top
right
there.
Got it. Uh-huh.
All right, Chuck, go ahead and put that cap back on it.
Yep.
And lock tighter.
There you go. There it is.
Is that 5/16 bolt laying or wrench laying there?
There's a 8mm.
8mm, that worked.
Close enough. 8mm, 5/16. Just depends which side of the sea you're on.
Let's see.
Which country got on the moon and which didn't?
China did today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Landed on the dark side of the moon.
I heard about that.
I don't know if they ran into Ozzy Osbourne when they were there. I haven't heard yet.
Ozzy hasn't said.
But I'm thinking that's where he's at. I mean, you think Ozzy'd have been like, get off my moon, this is my side.
Well, no, you'd have to say it in a really weird accent.
Oh, you mean like Ozzy Osbourne? Well, and that'd just be like, hey, hey, hey. You gotta have his wife there translate.
Sure. All right, Austin.
Yes, sir.
So, what you gotta do when you put these axle shafts in,
here,
those wheel speed sensors, you gotta line it up with this old divot. There's two divots. Kind of shaft.
get it started into the differential.
That's not good. Holding this thing, or else we'll spin, lose the wires.
Okay, now we grab those four little bolts.
Yep.
Just tighten that down, and it'll just pull that all right in.
Okay.
So go ahead and do that. Are you all on there, Chuck?
I'm on.
Well, I'm kind of thinking. Go ahead and throw this cover on. We'll jack this side of the axle shaft up.
What's on this cover?
It's a lube locker.
What is that's a gasket?
Uh-huh.
On the cover?
Isn't that cool?
That is so cool. Is it reusable?
Oh yeah.
And it's reusable?
I like them in our lube lockers.
Man, that's pretty sweet.
No more.
What kind of cover is this?
Solid.
Is this a solid cover made right here in good old Ohio?
It sure is.
Oh man. I tell you.
No more.
This Jeep gets more and more awesome to work on.
No more peeling back factory covers. Like tin cans.
You know what I like about a solid cover?
What's that?
They're solid.
They are solid.
Very solid.
Well, that's I still got a solid cover on my Jeep. That thing is from 2007. And no issues.
That's pretty awesome.
So I'll have to tell Matt Solid, we were talking about his new product.
Yeah. Nice product. And made right here in good old Ohio. Kind of like Cooper tires.
Cooper tires? You don't need the low impact floor, do you?
No, I got one here, buddy.
Okay.
I'm going to use it to tighten these up. And then I'm done.
So, wait. Are you saying you get the cover on, we get oil in it, Jamie's axle shaft's home, this rear axle is complete?
This rear axle will be complete.
Well,
and ready to beat on at any time.
Well, I'll be danged. And we're 53 minutes into our second episode, and that's pretty much, that's not the total start and finish of a rear axle rebuild with ring and pinion and axle shafts, but
pretty much.
Pretty dang close. So maybe tune in tomorrow, because we're going to do the front ring and pinion. Then this weekend, we got a metal coke lift to install with some new Coopers, raceline wheels, and a neat knee locker. You guys have a good evening. Bye.